And as we look at Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 4, verse 3 and 4, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Here we have, I'd like to just kind of say here, we have the weight of evidence, of light, of why these Hebrews ought to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have three points of evidence of why they ought to believe on Christ. And first of all, because of the salvation that was spoken by the Lord himself. The salvation that was spoken of by the Lord himself. Beginning with the very beginning of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, he proclaimed the message of salvation. He proclaimed that he was the Savior. And as he began his ministry in Nazareth, Luke chapter 4, in the very beginning, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and the Bible tells us he stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And of course, the Lord was speaking that about himself. This is the prophecy of the Messiah. And as he was reading this, I think you could almost picture how he read it. Okay? I mean, you could read it, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," as though you were quoting it. Or you could read it like he knew that it was prophesied of him. He would have read it, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And of course, the emphasis can't be written. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Of course, here the Lord was proclaiming himself as the Savior of mankind. Of course, we know that he did leave out the rest of the prophecy, and the year of the day of vengeance of our God. For that day was yet to be 2,000 some years later. But he proclaimed himself as the Messiah, as the Savior, the one who would deliver the captives, those that were captive to sin. He would recover those who are blind because of religion. He would heal those who had been broken by sin. And so we find the salvation spoken of by the Lord. A couple other places just thought of. Luke 19 and verse 9. The Lord proclaimed that salvation. Luke chapter 19 and verse 9. And Jesus said unto them, this is speaking to Zacchaeus, "This day is salvation. Come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And as they heard these things, he added, "And spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God should immediately appear." Notice how they put the two together. The Jewish people put the two together. They said, oh, here is the one who's come to seek and to save the lost. He is as well going to bring the kingdom in at this time and bring the deliverance and the eternal kingdom to the people of Israel. So is the salvation that was spoken of by the Lord. And even Luke chapter 22 goes beyond the salvation of saving us from our sin. But the fulfillment of that is the coming kingdom of the Lord. And he speaks of that in Luke 22, verse 29. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Again, the Lord is giving this great message of salvation, not only the message that he would die on the cross for the salvation of sin, but that he would save the nation of Israel from their enemies, and that he would set up his eternal kingdom. And so this was a salvation spoken of by the Lord. By the Lord himself. You think about that. The Lord said that Nineveh, Matthew chapter 12, verse 41, repented at the preaching of Jonah. You think about that. Great city, repented, thousands, scores of people repented and were saved. They say that Jonah was buried in Nineveh. I haven't looked into that archaeological aspect, but the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 12, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That's why it's kind of hard to have Christ die on Friday when you figure 3 days and three nights. Nonetheless, verse 41, it says, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. As he speaks to the Jews, of why should they escape? How could they escape so great a salvation? They said, which was spoken of by the Lord. And I'm just adding that word, by the Lord himself. The Lord Jesus himself was on earth. The Lord Jesus himself spoke with his own mouth the message of salvation. And because of that, the great responsibility that they had to believe because of the light that they were given. The light of the Savior himself preaching the message. And then, and we're going to probably not do the other 2 points. Number two, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. And perhaps next week we'll go to all the places in the book of Acts where the disciples talk, apostles talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. And they confirmed this message of salvation. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. And that salvation was confirmed by the apostles, that message. And not only was it confirmed by the apostles, but it was confirmed with signs and wonders. It says that God bearing them witness with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. And we'll have, it's an important verse in the Bible. It's interesting. If you turn to Hebrews chapter 6, it's interesting what he says. Verse 5, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. These signs and wonders, the author of Hebrews says that they experienced, they saw the powers of the age to come with these signs and wonders. And yet many of them rejected that. But it was a weight of evidence of why they ought to believe, they should have believed the message of Jesus Christ. And you know, we could apply that. We could apply that even here. Certainly you should apply that to young people. Some young people have been in church all their life and they've heard the gospel. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which we have heard over and over and over? How shall we escape? How shall we escape who have had the privilege of to not only hear the gospel, but to hear it in its intricacies and to know its related truths and know the life that is expected through the gospel? How shall we escape? To whom much is given, much is required. And this is really the great theme. It is a great privilege to be in the pathway to hear the word of God. It is a great privilege, and it is a great opportunity to know the truth and to be transformed by the truth, and to let the truth mold and shape our life so we can be what we ought to be for God. It is also a tremendous responsibility to have the privilege of hearing God's word. We could say more, but we will not. So great salvation. Let's bow in prayer, and we'll rehearse just a couple prayer requests, and then we will go to prayer. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, and we thank you for the privilege of looking at the great salvation that came to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, the great salvation that's recorded in God's word. We thank you, Lord, even tonight for the testimony of the reality of how the truth of Jesus Christ changes lives. And now, Lord, I pray that we would recognize we as a people are a privileged people, especially when we think of the millions and millions of the people of the world who have never heard how to be saved, have no idea, and yet Christ died for them. And they need to hear God's word so they might have a chance to be saved. We pray that your blessing would be upon, Lord, our prayer time, and may you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.